Thank you for joining us, Clive.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
Great. And what were the government's reasons behind the initial ban?
The major reason they were proposing the ban initially was because of the high wastage rate in the industry. Because of the large amounts of money that were given to small numbers of winning animals, there were a lot of the greyhounds were being killed prematurely just because they weren't fast enough. That was the major reason. But they also said that the industry would be unable to reform because if it did that, it would be uncompetitive in relation to neighboring states. So a number of issues, but the key issue was that high wastage rate.
And how will greyhounds be affected by a decision to overturn the ban?
I guess there's good. Well, with the industry continuing, that means there's going to be less of a problem in finding ways to deal with the numbers of greyhounds being produced. You know, there were plans to rehome quite a significant proportion of them, but the New South Wales Greyhound Racing Board had only reckoned they could rehome about 10% of those. It was inevitable that quite a lot of them were going to be euthanized, so that is going to be less likely in this instance.
Another question arising from that might be, if the industry continues, won't a large number of greyhounds continue to be euthanized nonetheless?
There will be, yes, inevitably. It depends in what shape or form the industry does continue. You know, Mike Baird is promising reform of the industry and a sort of zero tolerance of cruelty. We want to see the details of that. Exactly how is he going to ensure that an industry which has been inherently cruel over the last 20 or so years, how is that going to be reformed so it remains competitive and is still free of cruelty?
Currently, what protection are greyhounds even offered under New South Wales laws?
Well, under the protection from cruelty laws, they're not supposed to be used for practices like live baiting. But as we know, there was a significant proportion of the trainers who are actually using that practice. So it's a different issue as to what protection they're afforded and what is actually done in practice behind closed doors.
So might we see more strict enforcing potentially as this, or what form might it possibly take?
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, it is going to be a huge job to reform the industry. It's possible, and it's possible that it could be as ethically sound as, say, the racehorse industry. But it is going to be a major effort, and I think to some extent Mike Baird had taken the easy option and possibly the right option of, you know, just saying this is going to be too hard, we'll shut the industry down. When you look worldwide, it is an industry in decline, and so I think that would have been influential in his decision as well.
Well, you mentioned it's in decline. Why do you think such practices are going down?
I think there's less interest in the public in seeing animals competing in this way. It is a more ethically enlightened public. They're aware of some of the cruelty issues. And nowadays, I think people are much more interested in everyone being given a fair go. You know, look at the Paralympics and how that has grown in importance over the last 10 years or so. That is demonstrating that people are interested in, you know, not necessarily who's the fastest, who can jump the highest, etc. But let's allow people the opportunity to have fun and enjoy the competition. And the same is true for animal racing as well. It's not necessarily who's the fastest.
So then this decision might not necessarily be in line with the public's sort of ethical consciousness. Like how might this affect his approval rating? Because it's not clear that it's only greyhound racing that has lowered his approval ratings.
Well, the RSPCA claim that about two-thirds of people support the ban on racing, and I would suspect that's right. So yeah, you're right. I don't think it is in accord with public sentiment. I don't think the public care particularly to watch greyhound racing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Clive, for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Help clarify this issue a bit more.
My pleasure.